A discrimination lawsuit has been filed against Georgia Power, the largest power company in the South and a subsidiary of Southern Company. Seven current and former black employees of Georgia Power claim they were paid less, turned down for promotions, and subjected to a hostile work environment. They're hoping to make the suit a class action case. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
Cornelius Cooper is a lineman with Georgia Power. Each morning, he stops into the company's facility in Smyrna, Georgia, and he sometimes makes stops at other stations. There are ropes hanging at the facilities that employees use in their daily work, but Cooper says there's never a reason to tie the ropes in knots. Still, he and scores of other employees have found some tied in the shape of hangman's nooses.
It could be in the crew room. It could be in the storeroom where you go in and get material. It could be in the bathroom. It could be in the breezeway. It was very demeaning. You couldn't believe it.
Cooper says company managers were aware of the nooses.
We knew that management, supervisors, and all, even VPs, would come to those locations at times, and they couldn't help but see nooses.
In their lawsuit against Georgia Power and its parent, the Southern Company, Cooper and the other employees claim some nooses were left hanging in company facilities for as long as 10 years. Steve Rosenwasser, the group's attorney, says the nooses are deeply offensive and intimidating to African Americans.
It is a symbol of the long and unfortunate history of lynchings that occurred in this country.
After the group filed its suit, Georgia Power did an internal investigation and, according to records, found 13 nooses. Now the company says there were only 5. It won't say how it arrived at that number. Laura Gillig is a spokeswoman for Georgia Power.
Nooses do not belong in the work environment, and they don't belong here at Georgia Power or Southern Company. We did our own internal investigation. We were the ones that found the nooses. And through our investigation, we found that in only one instance was it meant to be racially insensitive.
Gillig won't say which instance that was, but plaintiffs have submitted a photograph of a noose tied around the neck of a black cutout figure. Gillig says another instance was just a former smoker's reminder to himself not to resume the habit, and the company offers no explanations for the rest of the nooses. Georgia Power also argues it didn't know nooses would offend people. In depositions taken after the suit was filed last June, Bill Dahlberg, then CEO of Southern Company and former CEO of Georgia Power, said he learned that from looking at the lawsuit. NPR obtained this tape of Dahlberg responding to a plaintiff's attorney.
I would have to say that when I read that, I had no idea whatsoever that that was a racial symbol. It just never entered my mind, never occurred to me.
It never occurred to you that a Hank Smith noose was a racial symbol which would be problematic for an African American?
Not at that time, no, sir.
But in 1998, the U.S. Department of Labor had informed another Southern Company subsidiary, Alabama Power, that nooses hanging in its facilities created a racially hostile environment, and Dahlberg was in charge of Southern Company at the time. Also, some black employees say they complained to upper management about the nooses. Dahlberg, who recently left Southern Company, declined comment, as did Georgia Power's current CEO, David Ratcliffe. Plaintiff's attorney Steve Rosenwasser insists officials knew the nooses were offensive. He says the company allowed prejudice to go unchecked.
The racially hostile work environment is not limited, unfortunately, just to hangman's nooses. Racial epithets are commonly used. Racially offensive cartoons are left in employee mailboxes. A list of racially offensive jokes was left on a company bulletin board. And this is seen at every level, in every department, in every subsidiary of Southern Company.
The company denies that. Officials say some individuals have acted inappropriately, but that the company is committed to stamping out prejudice within its ranks. After the lawsuit was filed, Georgia Power CEO Ratcliffe delivered this speech by video to employees throughout the state.
In some cases, our fellow employees have had to endure an environment far less hospitable than what it should have been. I'm saddened by that fact that our culture has allowed some of this to remain for many years. We have a lot of work to do and a long way to go.
Plaintiffs in the lawsuit say that's the one thing they agree on. They say widely condoned racism at work has kept them from getting promotions. Charcella Green is an education advisor with the company. In 17 years at Georgia Power, she has competed for a dozen promotions and never gotten one. And Green says she's hardly ever seen another African American get promoted.
We all had been promised positions. We'd all applied for positions, and they never come through. And the only commonality we had, didn't have the same income, didn't come from the same backgrounds, didn't have the same kind of work experience, except we worked for Georgia Power or Southern Company, and we were African American.
Green says she sees white employees with less experience and training work their way up the ladder quickly. Cornelius Cooper says in 28 years at the company, he's never gotten a promotion either and never seen any black linemen get one. Plaintiff's attorneys had a university economist study Georgia Power's employment records. Attorney Steve Rosenwasser says even after the figures were controlled for education levels and other variables, here's what the economist found.
African Americans receive about 18 to 20% less in compensation than white employees, and the chance that this is not due to discrimination is approximately 26 in 10 trillion.
The company won't discuss the study, but says race is not a factor in promotions. Plaintiffs' attorneys have collected more than 100 affidavits from black employees, and they recently filed a court motion requesting class action status, seeking to represent about 2,400 current and former employees. The law firm, Bondurant, Mixon & Elmore, is the same firm that represented about 2,000 Coca-Cola employees in a racial discrimination lawsuit. That group ended up settling for nearly $200 million. Both sides insist there's no connection between this lawsuit and the Coke settlement. Still, Southern Company is a major corporation. It posted more than $23 billion in revenue last year. Officials know the kind of damages they could face, and they're fighting the class action motion, spokeswoman Gillig.
The alleged actions don't warrant class action status, nor are these incidents systemic or generic occurrences across the company, which is why they don't warrant class action status.
Since the suit was filed, Georgia Power has implemented a series of changes. The company has started an internal diversity initiative to track its hiring and promotions. Every employee undergoes diversity training, and plaintiffs in the lawsuit say suddenly dozens of black employees have been promoted. Still, the plaintiffs insist this is just a quick fix. They're asking for an external task force to oversee the company's diversity initiatives, changes in Georgia Power's corporate policies, and unspecified financial damages. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Lebs in Atlanta.